96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
And I'm excited to put Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine in the White House.
Tough start today at the Democratic National Convention. Convention Chair and Congresswoman Marsha Fudge speaking to a divided crowd, an angry crowd, on opening day. Tonight, we begin our coverage and analysis of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WHUR News reporter Taylor Thomas is there live with her observations and guests. Also in studio, Eric Easter, editor of the Urban News Service. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Also, hashtag tonight, hashtag WHURDNC. Lots of stuff going on tonight. It has been quite a bit of a mess tonight. Eric, let me first tell you or ask you, what happened to the DNC? We thought the RNC was bad enough last week, but the DNC is having a problem.
I have hope that this will change eventually. I think that the, you know, there were certainly some shenanigans going on that that released this information at just at the time that was going to make it bad, make it look bad for the DNC. Certainly at the time when Donald Trump was having a little bit of a bump, you know, this is not what you want to see. I think they will get it together soon enough. I think the moves that they have made were way too late. But I think it will correct itself later on tonight, and we'll see what happens. But it is not how they wanted to start, for sure.
I want to go to Philadelphia and reporter Taylor Thomas to tell us about her guest. And also, Taylor, talk to me about your observations today. Is there a tension in the air? What's your feeling since you've been there?
Harold, good evening, everyone from WHUR. There is, it's half and half. You have a large number of people that are here in full and complete support of Hillary Clinton, and it is clear that Bernie Sanders supporters that are not going to change their mind at this point are wanting their voice to be heard and to be known that we still believe Bernie Sanders should be the person that is representing the Democratic Party. So there is a lot of excitement. There's a lot of people here. There does seem to be an air of, I have seen arguments break out. There are signs depicting Hillary in a certain way, depicting Bernie in a certain way, and then just you can hear some confrontation with that. So there's a lot going on, but I do think that it seems like they are going to eventually work things out, as you saw on television and you talked about in the news earlier this morning, how tense it was in the beginning before the gavel rang. So joining me now, we have Kathleen Kennedy Tallison, former Maryland Lieutenant Governor. Thanks for coming on the program with us tonight.
It's such a pleasure to be here and to be with you.
We've been talking about the email, and let's get right to it. How damaging is this to Clinton's need to really unite the party?
Well, I think it's really just a blip. I think people are upset today, but I think, you know, if you look at the deep problem is what it says about what the Russians are doing and the fact that this was released by what it looks like the KGB, Russian intelligence, trying to influence American elections.
Now, that hasn't been confirmed by our government, but it's assumed, am I correct?
Well, the FBI now is doing an investigation into it, and it seems, given how Trump has time and time again said Putin is admirable, has not criticized Putin for his actions in, you know, not infringing on press freedoms and putting people in prison, in infringing on NATO, it looks very clear that the Russians are really trying to influence American elections. And I think, you know, right now it's exciting to be angry about emails, but at the when you step back, you're going to say, what is Russia doing trying to influence an election?
And I think that's Taylor, if I may ask the lieutenant governor about this, because I think the real issue here is, you know, Secretary Clinton has had this issue with emails when she was at the State Department. Now we've got an email situation again, even if this does not directly have anything to do with her. We've got email, And, you know, with all due respect, Ms. Thompson, the Russians didn't write the email.
Oh, no. The issue is whether the Russians are trying to influence an election. That's what I'm talking about. And that's and that's what's disturbing, is that you've got Trump, when he's been asked about Putin, has not criticized Putin for what he's done to the press, for what he's done to press freedoms, for what he's done to put his opponents into prison, and what he's done with the possibility of Putin invading of the Baltic states, and he said that NATO wouldn't defend them. So what you've got here is a situation where the Republican candidate for president is not taking the idea of America standing up for First Amendment rights, for freedom, on the world stage. That is, I think, the first time that we've ever had that situation in our history.
Well, let me go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we are covering the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Ben. Ben calling from Bowie. Ben, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Quickly, please.
Hi. I just have a question. You know, what is this fascination with the African-American community, with its following the Democratic Party? And why are they most, by the way, most, why do most people in the black community not look at third-party candidates? And specifically, and I'm not, you know, this is not about Donald Trump and their followers. They are who they are. I'm talking about who are we going to support that supports our agendas and our freedoms and our rights.
Well, let's see if Mr. Easter, Eric Easter, can address that. Eric, your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I don't know that there has been a seriously viable candidate who has, in a third party level, that has seriously gone after the African American vote in a determined way, with serious support behind them, that has actually laid the groundwork, organized at the street level, you know, built up a reputation and built an apparatus where they could be voted for. So I don't know that we've had that option in a serious way. Bernie Sanders, and what makes this really interesting is that Bernie Sanders had that opportunity but chose to go to a party that he wasn't really a part of and then decided to go to the Democratic Party. And that's probably the cause of a lot of these emails, that you had someone who was seen as not necessarily being a part of the party coming into the party and saying this party is screwed up, and people saying, well, you knew this, and, you know, you've been here for 30 years, we've invited you into the party, and now you're complaining that the food is bad when you invite you to a party. So, you know, I mean, not metaphorically, but, you know, that's the situation here. And I think, you know, you're going to get that kind of gallows humor between emails. You're going to get the sort of protectionism inside the DNC saying, you know, who is this guy trying to usurp, and when, you know, when they really wanted to, you know, thought they had their candidate and was seeking unity. But, you know, this is, to put this in perspective, I mean, you didn't really have a unified convention until about 1992 when you had the Clinton race. You always had to be, whether it was Jesse Jackson, whether it was, you know, Kennedy and Carter having their battles in 1980. You know, conventions were known as these sort of raucous, you know, disturbingly, you know, disunified, disjointed events until that very last day.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to go back out to the DNC. And, Taylor, here's a question for you and also for Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. Considering how spirited, dare I say, volatile some of the Sanders supporters seem to be already today, What are your thoughts about the possibility that Hillary Clinton could garner their support this week and beyond?
That is a really good question. A lot of people are asking that. Harold, one of the things that I'm hearing time and time again from speaking to Bernie Sanders supporters is, I need Hillary Clinton to fall on the sword and admit to a problem, or that there was something bad done and that she's sorry for it. What do you think, Kathleen? Is that going to help at all, bringing them on board?
to do something about it. I don't know what she's supposed to admit to. I mean, the issue is, what do they want for this country? I mean, the question always in life is this about you, or is this about the rest of the world or the rest of the people? And my belief in politics is, I've been taught that there are a lot of people who are suffering right now, and let's make this about how we can have a better life for people who work hard, who need a better salary, who need good union benefits. And my belief is, there is no question that she's going to do a much better job than Trump. This is what elections are about. This is what politics is about.
But do you think we should have some firing after it? I mean, obviously something went awry here within the Democratic Party. Even though Clinton is not tied to it, she is in the sense of it being in her favor as far as what happened. So how can we move past that for those people that are passionate about Bernie Sanders?
Well, its question is, can they move on? You know, I mean, part of life is learning to forgive. And if you don't want to forgive, if you want to be bitter, then it's not going to pass on. And this isn't true in all relationships, honey. You know, you're going to be bitter, or you're going to say, let's move on, because my feelings are not as important as what is good for the country.
Well, let's move on to what's happening in the studio with you, Harold, in Washington, D.C.
Well, thank you so much, Taylor. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are, of course, covering the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. What do you think about what has already transpired at the convention? Is this just as messy or more than the RNC last week? Let's go to Danaka calling from Silver Spring. Danaka, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Danaka, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we will be taking phone calls even after 7:30. We want to hear from our listeners. What do you think about what's happening with the DNC this week? Is this par for the course? Is this expected? And moving forward, what impact do you believe this will have on Hillary Clinton? Let me ask Eric that. You know, this is, as I said before, this is messier than the RNC last week. Everyone thought that they could never see what happened at the RNC with Ted Cruz happen here. Are we expecting Bernie Sanders, even after his endorsement, to come out and or his supporters to do something messy from the floor?
I think the supporters might. I think, you know, while Bernie Sanders does not have an obligation to shape this, I think he has a serious opportunity to shape this in his favor in a real way, because while he didn't win the nomination, he has an opportunity to win in a serious way. If you use the Jesse Jackson model I used before, you remember Jesse Jackson in 1988 did not win, mm-hmm. but he was able to use that to change the rules first, but also to elect a couple of hundred people at the sheriff level, at the city council level, and support those folks. If Bernie Sanders really is about the ideas that he was behind and not necessarily about him, you know, he could change criminal justice in one fell swoop by electing, you know, 50 sheriffs who believed in what he believed in and simply change criminal justice reform just in that. So he still has an opportunity to win if he redefines winning.
Well, Eric, thank you so much. If you're on the phone, please hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We are continuing to take your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What do you think about what's happening already at the DNC in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? We'll be back in just a moment.